AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team.
Good evening, East Coast time. Good evening. I'm Nina Turner, and I'm being joined today by Councilwoman Tara Mosley. We were here just a couple of days ago talking about what is happening in Akron, Ohio, part of Northeast Ohio. Many of you already know, but just in case, some people may not have been keeping up with the news that a 25-year-old Black man was killed by the Akron police. Let me do a quick recap, and then I'm going to pull the council lady in. So we have Jalen Walker. He was 25 years old. He was fatally shot on Monday. This occurred about 12:30 a.m. in the North Hill community of Akron, and the chase ended in Firestone Park. It was a minor traffic stop. There, 90 bullets were shot, about 60 of them, according to the coroner's report, 60 bullets pierced Jalen's body. This is, in fact, the third fatal shooting by Akron police in the last 6 months. The city has asked for the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation to take over the investigation, which I believe is the right thing to do. The family has been holding numerous press conferences. They've asked people to protest peacefully in the honor of Jalen and also for their sake. Councilwoman Mosley is going to let us know how that has been going. There was a peace march on Sunday, protest on Saturday, and since then, some things have gotten out of hand. The video was released, and the video is quite shocking. It is very disturbing if you watch that video. I mean, you just can't be the same after seeing that video. So here we are having to deal with not only this, but what just happened in the state of Illinois in a suburban community where there was a mass shooting there. But we're going to start with Jalen. Council Lady, thank you for being back with us. I know that this is not a pleasant occasion that we come live to make sure that people have the most up-to-date information besides what they're reading from the news. So, Constantine, can you walk us back? Tell us what happened on Saturday, what happened on Sunday, and what is happening right now in Akron.
Well, thanks for having me. On Saturday, there were peaceful protests prior to the video being released. All protests were peaceful. They anticipated there'd be more protests on Sunday. As we entered Sunday, the video in a press conference took place at an undisclosed location with press and our mayor and the police chief and an array of other individuals. The video released, and it was very disturbing because it started with still shots instead of the actual video. So it almost gave a context as these still shots to portray, in my opinion, Jaylen Walker in a different light. So once they actually sent us over the 13 video cameras and we released them so everybody could see the ones that weren't redacted, it was even more disturbing because now you were able to see body camera footage from each officer that was on the scene. And it even brought up even more questions. Some of the officers were very close to Jaylen as he darted from the car. Never looked at them. He ran from the car out of the passenger seat. He jumps, he runs, but they're close enough. This is all my opinion. I'm not a police officer, but I'm going off what I saw and I've watched almost 50 times as of now. They were almost close enough where they could have tackled him, but instead they continued to chase him. And you hear one of the officers shoot out profanity at him and the bullets rang out. You hear another officer yell ceasefire, not once, but twice, maybe even three times. And he kept shooting. His body was already on the ground, being lifted as it was being shot. It was already on the ground. Ceasefire being called out, and they were still shooting the kid.
I mean, you'll never be the same if you watch that. It looked like a literal firing squad to me.
Yeah, it was an execution. Yeah. And I know I have police officer friends who are upset with me right now for saying it, but sometimes you just have to be truthful about what's going on around you, whether you're a police officer or not.
And on that point, Consul, we do need members of law enforcement. This can't happen. The kind of change that we need in policing in America cannot happen without law enforcement. We need law enforcement to recognize when the profession has gone too far, when things have gone wrong. We need good law enforcement to call out bad law enforcement because it makes not only the community less safe, it makes law enforcement less safe as well. Can we go back and talk about the fact that Jaylen did have a weapon in the car? Because we're going to have people talk about that. In Ohio, you can open carry, and it's right. Gotten worse over the last 2 months because now you don't have to have any training. You do not have to notify law enforcement that you have a weapon on your person unless they directly ask you. Thank you, Ohio Republicans. You know, compliments of your unfriendly, unneighborly GOP with this gun-obsessed culture that we live in right. The United States of America. And this is happening all over the country. So don't even talk about whether or not he had a gun.
Right.
Now,
right.
There are some reports, Council Lady, that he shot at law enforcement. This is why we need a thorough investigation. I know that's what you're calling for. I'm calling for it. We now have some other folks who are elected calling for it. Let me not. People are calling for a thorough. I ain't going to get petty.
You got to say Jackson Blakely. That's what you are saying.
People are calling for a thorough investigation. And that's absolutely right. Because we do want justice. And in order to get justice, we need to know everything that transpired before that deadly shooting happened and what transpired even after Jaylen was killed. That's right. That's what we want. Transparency and accountability. That's what the family is asking for. Council Lady, that's what you're asking for. Absolutely. I know that the Black elected officials of Summit County, you all have put out, I believe, two press releases. One was to call on the Department of Justice to enter into this investigation process. The other press release, because there has been some property damage, calling on the community and people who call themselves coming in to support the community to cut this shit.
Right.
And don't engage in violence. Now, there's no other way that we can say this. Now, the family, Counselor, I'm upset about this.
Oh, yeah,
the family asked you. They asked you. They said, don't do it. Now, all of you who are up, you know, enraged, and we all have a right to be enraged. This is enraging. It is. No doubt. But you got to channel that rage into something that is positive, that will get us the results that we want. And none of you, none of us are hurting more than the family.
It's it.
So, Counselor, you and I talked about this. We both agree that anybody that is engaging in property damage and violence are doing that for themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's self-serving. That's self-serving. Yeah. It has nothing to do with Jalen Walker's death. And it has nothing to do about respecting that family's wishes.
That's
and,
right.
And I'll say this again for those people who say, well, we're mad. We will never be as mad and as angry and enraged as that family who is about to bury their child, their brother. Like, so we can stop that foolishness right now. Those buildings didn't kill Jalen Walker.
Come on.
Those windows didn't kill Jalen Walker. Go and peacefully protest. Absolutely. But you're causing damage to buildings that had nothing to do with this young man's death. It's ridiculous. And some of these videos that are being sent to me, these individuals, a couple of them, don't even look like you and I. They're tearing up signs, breaking windows off the city trucks, catching dumpsters on fire, and they're being escorted out by other white men saying, leave here. You don't belong here. So y'all coming in and trying to mix up confusion, and all we want is some justice, but we're going to be peaceful in our justice. Don't come in here and act like y'all care about what happened to this young man like we do. We care. Y'all coming in here to what, break in some places, steal a couple things, and say, do some TikTok videos that y'all broke up some windows? Stop it. I'm very upset about that. And it's not even about the building. It's about respect. Respect that family's wishes. And they have said it time and time again themselves. They said it through their attorneys. They said it through other family members who are at these protests. This is what y'all choose to do. Stop it.
Yeah.
Doing that is not about Jalen.
That's right. And we're saying it. And we're going to keep saying it. This don't make no kind of sense. There is multiple ways to get at the type of justice that we're talking about.
Right.
And burning up other people's community is not the way. Because you know who's going to hurt, Council Lady? The citizens of Akron.
Absolutely. One of the buildings downtown, a business just opened, owned by a young black man who owns another business in the community. Great kid. He called me days before and said, what do you think I should do? He was nervous. He just moved downtown. And it hurt my heart to have to tell them, board up your building. I'd rather you be safe than sorry. And then they show videos. There's a white guy standing outside his building looking at it, trying to think what he was going to do to it. But they had already boarded it up. And that's, to me, the kind of things we don't need to happen here. Like, those people are not about justice. You have these radicals who claim they care about justice and injustices. But then this is the thing that you do.
Yeah, it's foolishness is what it is. So we're going to ask you one more time, one more good time. The family of Jalen Walker has asked everyone to be peaceful in their protest. Adhere to what they're asking you to do or don't come.
Sis.
Keep your behind where you live.
Make a phone call to the governor. Make a phone call to the senator. Make a phone call to your congressman and tell them that we want justice here. But if you won't come to try to burn our city down, don't come.
Don't come.
Don't come. That's it.
And if you live in Akron, please do not fall into this trap.
Right.
Because that suffering is going to hurt the citizens, the residents, the people who live, work, and play in Akron. And these other fools going to go back.
Right. You're talking about a caravan of community members. We had several protests yesterday. We had one put on by the NAACP. We had one put on by Second Baptist. We had the young people from up on Copley Road, and we already know what's going on in our neighborhoods. They got together and they caravaned downtown. I mean, a caravan, a sea of cars and people, and they came down there peacefully. And then you get a couple of knuckleheads who want to engage and weave their way through their peaceful protesting and wreak havoc that turns into officers tear gassing people now. A caravan of police officers now going down the street throwing tear gas at people because you had these people, these individuals came in with their own agendas and disrupted what these young people have put together.
Yeah, they fools.
Now we worried about the National Guard coming in. We got to send out letters saying, stay away, because the only thing you're doing is throwing gasoline on something that's already simmering.
Counselor, am I hearing you correctly? The National Guard has been called into the city of Akron?
They have been called but not deployed. So what we as the Black electors of Summit County did, we sent out a letter saying we don't need them here. We don't need them here. We can utilize the the ones that are already here, if we need to call on another municipality to help in that, then that's what we do for peace and calm. There's no need to call in people who are just going to intensify
escalate
situation, yeah, and they're going to escalate it. That's only going to escalate it, just like them putting a blue line across the police department windows when they know protesters are out there at night. Why even escalate the situation when you know people are angry, upset, and hurting?
Yeah, there's no need to do that. And again, let the investigation go where it goes.
Exactly.
That's it. Accountability, transparency. The investigation must take place, and there needs to be multiple, because this is a very difficult situation. We get it. Very difficult situation. Good God Almighty. Again, I am joined by Councilwoman Tara Mosley. We are giving a recap of the shooting death of Jaylen Walker, 25 years old. He was shot to death on Monday by Akron police. There were 8 police officers involved. According to the coroner, 60 bullets hit Jaylen's body. The attorneys for Jaylen's family has estimated that there were 90 shots fired. I know that the police chief, council lady, said during the press conference that they weren't quite sure, you know, how many shots were fired, but they were going to become closer to that. So I just want the people who are joining us to know
that
the attorneys for Jaylen's family, they estimated that there were 90 shots fired, but the coroner has absolutely said that 60 bullets hit Jaylen's body. We're also told that CPR or some stuff was, you know what? I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
In the unholy hell, you can't damn resuscitate somebody. You just in 60 bullets then riddled their bodies.
Wow. He had a pause. Well, that was his blood leaving his body.
Jesus.
I mean, you can't shoot someone that many times and expect them to live.
And then they handcuffed him.
You handcuffed his lifeless body. And I think that's the part that's making it really hard for me as a human being, stepping out of my capacity as a council person, as a human being. You don't even treat an animal like that. If you're deer hunting, you would do that to a deer. But you do this to this 25-year-old man who was running away. He didn't turn, aim, and fire. I know that's what everybody thought and wanted to believe. He was running away.
And the weapon was found in the car. Again, let us repeat for people in the back that in Ohio, you can open carry. And now you can open carry without even notifying the police at a traffic stop. You have no legal obligation in the great state of Ohio to tell that you have a weapon. I mean, it's just gotten worse in this state.
Right.
Really.
You know, I've said it and I'll say it again. And I know some of my residents took aim at me for saying it. In the state of Ohio, it is open carry, but Black people are allowed to own guns too. I'm not a gun person. I'm not. And everybody knows it. But I'm never going to take the rights away from someone who wants to be a legal gun owner. So he legally was allowed to own a gun.
Yeah.
Now, where the gun was positioned in the car is still up for debate for me, because being an analyst and coming from a law firm where that's what I did, was just analyze situations, I'm having a hard time believing a young man who was driving so fast, weaving in and out of streets, that the gun was just sitting so neatly in that position. And he had to slide across the seat from his driver's seat to run out of his passenger seat. So you're going to tell me that gun in his ring was just sitting there all just so pristine? See, these are the questions that now that are keeping me up, because now I'm sitting and I'm rewatching every video and I'm just concerned. I'm very concerned. And those who protect the blue line should be concerned too, because a lot of you all are great officers. But issues like this is what make people think you're all bad.
Am I correct to say that there's no video footage of inside the car, like no cam footage has been released yet?
None has been released. But I'm sure someone with a body camera on went into the car, and I would just assume that that would be part of the footage that should have been released within that 7-day period. Him allegedly being resuscitated should have been on someone's body camera. I would assume that that footage should have been released within 7 days as well. At least that's what our charter says.
Has there been any test that you know of gun residue? I mean, I think most people know that when you shoot a gun, it leaves residue on you. Is there any indication that Jaylen's body has been tested, if it can be, with all those shots to his body, for gun residue on his hands?
We have not heard that part yet, but how can you test it when he he's been shot over 60 something times. He's clearly going to have some kind of residue all over him. Yeah. So I don't, that hasn't been reported to us.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Here we are asking, calling for calm and peace and justice, a full investigation. Again, the city has asked the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation to take over the investigation, which is a wise thing to do. You have elected officials and other activists and leader, thought leader types like myself included, calling on the Attorney General of the United States of America, the Department of Justice, to get involved and to investigate this shooting. Councilor, there have been lots of articles written since about police training. Does this call into question the type of training? Why wasn't de-escalation tactics utilized? You know, all of the things that I think people right. have a right to ask. We do know that in the heat of the moment, there's something that takes over folks. Obviously, when you are in law enforcement, that moment that happened to Jalen, I mean, that was... I dare not even use the word. I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking. Let's just say this. We need a thorough investigation to take place, and we need it to happen right away. So, Consul, right. you sent me some pictures. I'm trying to stay PG, you know. You sent some photographs. So there were protesters that went to the mayor's house. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So there was a rally at a local business in close proximity, and afterwards they marched to the mayor's house. Now, let me say this on the forefront. I am not about anybody going to anybody's house. I've had that happen to me.
Yeah, I have.
My house not paid for by taxpayer money, nor is his. So I'm always going to be against that. But the fact that we have so much going on in our city, and to see almost 24 police officers and sheriffs lined up on his lawn was very, very disturbing for people to send to us. We got a lot going on in our city right now. They went there peacefully to protest, and they had some demands. They laid them on the devil strip. They did not go into his lawn at all. But just to see that as that picture, that scene in itself, and to see this young person standing up there with that sign in front of one of the Bobcats that we on city council approved. We approved that, but we also approved it knowing that it would not be used to intimidate people. And it was very intimidating to see that there in front of the house.
It looked like a war zone to me, the way the officers are lined up in front of the yeah. mayor's house. I almost didn't think this was the city of Akron I was looking at.
Yeah. And again, I'm totally against people going to other people's houses to protest, whether it would have happened to me or not. I just sure. think that you put yourself in a different kind of harm's way when you do that. But the scene is seeing that. When we have so much going on in our city, so many other unsolved homicides going on in our city, and people calling saying that they are having a hard time when they call for police getting a response, but then
yeah.
a good 24 of them.
But it's not the best use of tax dollars when you got a whole city. Really, Council Lady, have you and other elected leaders thought about the trauma care, you know, mental health? Is the city offering anything to residents of Akron who may be rightfully so overwhelmed by all of this in the form of counseling?
I have not seen them do that, but they need to, because this is traumatic for everyone. I mean, and it's a trigger. It's a trigger for people who have lost loved ones to gun violence. It's a trigger to people who may have lost a loved one to police gun violence. It's a trigger for people who've lost loved ones to high-speed chases. It's a trigger. it makes you sit and start reflecting on all of that negative energy. And they need to. They absolutely need to have something set up where people can have those conversations about what they're feeling. And I don't think anyone has done that yet.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And again, you know, the way that Jalen is being portrayed, I know that his family has objected to it and the attorney, because now, you know, they're trying to malign his character.
Whatever happened,
and that's why we need a thorough investigation. Counselor, you and I don't know all. We know what we saw in the videos. We know that. That's not all. But what we can say with great surety is that police officers are not here to be judge, jury, and executioner. That is what we have the courts for. And right. Jalen should have had the benefit of being able to go to court and stand before a judge. So whatever this investigation, you know, brings to light, the fact of the matter is 60 bullets hit this young man's body. 60. Right. And I, in any of those videos, again, maybe I'm missing something, I did not see any de-escalation tactics being deployed. And we need to understand that.
And it has to be brought into the forefront for all police training. De-escalation has to be part of training. And it's not. I mean, they just had a thing where one of the police stations got in trouble because during their training, their target practice, their targets are Black men. Who does that? I chaired Reimagining Public Safety Personnel and Culture, and I specifically said two things that I thought were paramount. Get rid of the age requirement, because older people make different decisions because they're seasoned. And I think there would have been a lot more rational thinking if there would have been someone older or a veteran in the scope of everything that happened. And there, my understanding, there were no veteran officers out there at all. Two, there needs to be diversity in those police cars. I don't care how they come up with the system of putting officers in the car. That system needs to be one Black officer, one white officer. You know why? Because they'll learn from each other. And if you're dealing with a white officer who's never interacted with Black people, that Black person in the car can give him some insight on how to deal with us to deal with our neighborhood and vice versa.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, we got issues there too. Yeah. But I think when you have a yin and a yang in the car and they can have conversations with each other about upbringing and things that they see within the community, I think it just helps the situation even more. You can't have people paired up with each other and then you have an instance like what just happened with Jalen Walker and the first thing out of their mouth is, I feared for my life. And again, like I said in our last meeting, do not be a police officer if that's going to be the first thing you interject when something happens.
I mean, the man was running away.
There was not like you guys walked into a situation where you guys are being ambushed and someone, there's a person or persons with weapons shooting at you.
Right.
He was running away, retreating.
Yeah, and that scenario has happened. I mean, police officers have been ambushed.
Absolutely.
And that's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Absolutely.
This was not that situation. He was running away. My God, running away. I tell you. But they can bring in, you know, all matter of white supremacists. There's just a shot up, you know, Buffalo, or, you know, top store in Buffalo, or
walk into a church.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing.
Go to Burger King.
It's amazing.
Get water while you sit there and wait.
And again, we do not want white men to be treated like Black men. We want Black men to be treated like white men. How about that? We have a serious problem in the United States of America. My last point on this, Counsel Lady, whatever you want to say, tell people what they should be doing, how they can get involved and help. I want to remind folks that in the state of Ohio, we had a task force called the Ohio Task Force on Community and Police Relations. That happened after the murder of Tamir Rice on the playground in 2014 in the city of Cleveland. Governor Kasich put together this task force. I was one of the co-chairs of the task force, myself and his director of public safety, John Bourne. We had a task force that had people from all walks of life, different ages, different professions, including law enforcement. And for the first time in the state's history, we put together standards. And the first standard we dealt with was the use of deadly force. What happened to Jalen Walker was the use of deadly force. Now, of course, standards cannot totally prevent, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. So my question to Akron police and to the Akron mayor and to the citizens of Akron, to ask the mayor and the police chief, where is the city of Akron with regards to those standards that were put in place for the use of force and the use of deadly force? That's right. What I want to know, because something is missing. I understand that we've been joined by Dr. Akbar, has just popped in. So before we go, we want to allow him an opportunity to express himself here. Dr. Akbar, thank you so much for joining us and for being such a wonderful public servant in the city of Akron. And then also before we leave, I just want us to tackle what just happened in Illinois just briefly. I'm just going to tell people what's going on. This has been a hell of a 4th of July weekend. I'll say that.
Right.
Doc, go right ahead.
I appreciate it. I mean, we really are taking so many steps back. It is unreal. It's hard really to grapple with what I saw on the video. You know, when you think about being a Black man, especially a young Black man at that, and to constantly see this attack on us, it's unreal. And then to know that even when you're in elected office, your voice is still minimized and people still think that you don't have anything to contribute. It really is a sad day. What I'm asking for everyone to do is two things. One, this is not a one-sided issue. Let's not try to demonize or vilify Jaylen Walker. That is not what we should be doing. You know, we shouldn't even be focused. You know, unfortunately, there's people who are saying, well, he shot at the police. Here's my thing. I don't necessarily want to deny it, but I do find it hard to believe that if a person who's right-handed is able to drive straight, reach over their body outside of a window, first unroll the window, shoot outside the window, then roll the window back up. Those are actions that doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't seem logical. But even if those things happen, we should all expect our police department and police officers to the highest accountability of what they do with that deadly weapon. We all should be focused on that. And if you saw what I saw at the moment where even if you felt like you needed to use your gun once or twice, he was on the ground, they were still shooting.
Yep.
You know, that's inhumane. So I just wanted to say that at some point we have to bring humanity and civility into the conversation around what we should expect from each other when we're looking at each other. But if you don't see me as human, you're never going to see what I saw as being wrong.
That is absolutely right. And the counselor and I were talking about this, especially the high speeds that he was driving. But Dr. Akbar, you bring up a good point. Let the investigation direct us. Because if it is found to be true, still, when he got out of that car, he was running away. So let him live and have his day in court.
Right.
That's right. What courts are for.
Mass murderers have their day in court.
Have they? Hey, that's we supposed to be a system where people get a chance to go before a judge in the United States of America. But when right. It comes to Black people, especially Black men, the rules of engagement are different.
Yeah.
So even if he is found to have been doing something wrong, he still is entitled under our system to have a day in court. Jesus. And, you know, the council lady and I'm calling on Black Jesus right now. It wasn't like, you know, he didn't ambush them or any of that kind of stuff. We know that there are situations where people want to get into a shootout and all that with the police. That was not the case here. And Dr. Akbar, just hearing you say, even when his body was on the ground, they were still shooting. You know what? Because yep. They were so caught up in shooting, they couldn't stop shooting.
Well, once you deem somebody as a villain, it's hard for you to unsee that. If that's the lens that you have, it's hard to unsee that. And I just want to just express that Jaylen Walker's family and all the families in America deserve better. And they deserve all of us to be praying for them, to uplift them. But our community is hurting. And, you know, we can be the example of how to get it right in America. Right. A tragic, terrible, devastating situation has happened. We can't change that, but we can change what we do afterwards. We can't keep talking. We can't keep asking the same people to come to the table at a task force. We have actions. I mean, there's so many task forces and so many reports that already give us the answers of what to do. But do we have the will to do it? That's the real question. And, you know, that means you're going to have to cede some power. You're going to have to cede some control. You're going to have to disagree with some of the things that need to happen, but they need to happen.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So just to recap for everyone, I am joined with two illustrious activist elected officials in the city of Akron. I'm glad to call them my friend. That is Councilwoman Tara Mosley and Dr. Akbar, who is the president of the Akron School Board. And I am so really glad that they both are here this evening to give us an update on what is happening in the city of Akron. Many of you know that Jaylen Walker was shot to death on Monday in Akron. This occurred started at 12:30 a.m. in the North Hill community, a chase, and the chase ended at Firestone Park. The city has since released the video footage. There are a lot more questions than there are answers right now, and the city has called for a investigation for the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigations to take over the investigation. And the Black elected officials of Summit County, of which Council Lady Mosley is a part of, and also Dr. Akbar, are calling on the Department of Justice to enter into this investigation. They also released a press release based on some of the violence that has taken place, the property damage that has taken place in Akron. They released a press release asking people to not engage in acts of violence. This directive mainly came from the family first. And, you know, Dr. Akbar, I don't know if you want to say a few words about that, but the counselor and I were like, these fools are not honoring the wishes of the family, nor are they honoring Jaylen by tearing up property in the city of Akron.
No, they're not. But the other thing about this, and I don't want to make light of property damage at all, but I also want to think about the weight that our outrage on property damage weighs on people when we have someone's life at stake and somebody's life who has been taken. And that same level of outrage isn't taken with the officers, for example. So I know that there's procedures around suspending them with pay, administrative leave, all of those things. But at the end of the day, sometimes doing what's right means going against what that policy says, because the policy is really set to protect the system. It's not to protect you and I, which is sad. So we, you know, at some point we do need to say that this is not right. So some action, maybe it's not that one, but some action from the city and from the police needs to take place. And also, I just want to also point out that that press release was asking for calm and peace, but more importantly, it also was telling and demanding the mayor not to call in the National Guard, which he was attempting to do. And so I just want to put that out there as well. We don't need greater escalation here. We do not need militarization. We need peace and we need action.
That's right. Exactly right. Counselor, I want you to jump here, but I'm going to say this to Dr. Akbar. And I do understand you. I mean, Dr. King said that rioting was how those who felt voiceless and helpless, that's how they were being heard, you know, and I'm paraphrasing what he's saying. And so I get all of that. All I'm saying is that the family asked
right.
for this not to happen. We outraged, and we all are willing to do something to make sure that the things change. A lot of these people that are burning down stuff, they just there for theater. See?
Right.
And so the family asked, and for me, that's good enough. They said, don't do this. They didn't want it. And people are doing it. And the people who are going to get hurt are the people who actually live, work, and play in Akron. But I hear you, Dr. Akbar, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. recognize that things could get to such a fervor that, hey, all bets are off. I get that, too. Right. But it still does not make it okay.
I'm not condoning violence.
No, I didn't take it that way. No, I know.
What I'm saying is at some point we have to put in perspective that property can be replaced, but a human life can't. And so we should be even more outraged.
And we are. We are.
Yeah, I know we
now are. The ball is in the mayor's court.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Right.
In 2012, when Melissa and Timothy were shot, you all remember the 137 shots. You can watch the documentary on Netflix. It was Mayor Jackson who called in the Department of Justice, said, y'all need to come in here. See, that's the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, Mayor Jackson said, I need y'all to come in here. It was Mayor Jackson who tried to get the mainstream media to pick up on what happened. That's the difference. So leadership does matter. And you damn right, this mayor, he needs to show the outrage and do what needs to be done. Okay. And let the chips fall where they may on the other side of this. That's right. What needs to happen. But anyway, thorough investigation, everybody. Thorough investigation. Council Lady, you get closing remarks on this. And then I just want to bring up really briefly what just happened in Illinois.
Again, I want to encourage the residents and outsiders in the city of Akron or visiting the city of Akron. Jalen Walker's family has called for peace, and we will continue to peacefully protest. And that is what they want. That's what they have asked for. And we are going to respect those wishes. If you really want justice for Jalen, do it in a peaceful way, because we do not want to associate his name with destruction, because we already know how they'll play that out. And we're not going to do that. If y'all see somebody doing something, send them on their way like those young men did last night. They told them, you don't belong here. Get out of here.
That's right.
That's what you do. Send them on their way. But we will continue to peacefully protest and absolutely protest. Don't just go and take a couple pictures and say you went down there. This has to keep continuing on, or it's just going to happen again and again and again. We're going to be right back here again having this same conversation when it happens in another city, another town near you. So again, peacefully protest, but protest, absolutely.
And it is going to happen again, because this keeps happening over and over and over again. There has to be a reckoning in this country. And Akron is just yet another example of our unfinished business in the United States of America when it comes to policing. So this same nightmare is going to play out over and over and over again unless we, the collective, do something about it. So this week in America, let me sum this up. This week in America, a 10-year-old Ohio girl is forced to travel to Indiana to have access to abortion care. Ohio is participating in child abuse. A 10-year-old girl was raped. Ohio is a trigger law state, so that when the United States Supreme Court abolished Roe v. Wade, overturned Roe v. Wade, she could not get an abortion. She was raped. WTF. She was raped. And she was a few days over 6 weeks. And she had to be carted off to Indiana to get a goddamn abortion. I said it. She's a baby. Child abuse in Ohio. Mofos need to be ashamed of themselves. Also this week in America, cops shot Jalen Walker. The coroner has affirmed that 60 bullets pierced his body. And then in a suburban community in Illinois, multiple people were shot and killed at during a 4th of July parade. Now, we are not helpless. So people shot, people injured. You can't even go to a parade in America with your family. We are not helpless here. We can do something about this. All of these are policy decisions. And so there are plenty yep. of ways that people can use their rage and turn that rage yep. into action and hold these elected officials accountable and make sure that there are consequences, that they ain't getting back in unless they're going to use the power to lift the people of this nation. We ain't got to take this. I hope everybody mad as hell and you decided you're not going to take this no more. It's ridiculous.
Well, Nina, even on piggybacking on what you said about Highland Park, I'm looking on Gun Violence Archive. It says 31 people were injured, yeah. 6 killed. My understanding, 9, the count has went up to 9 dead now.
Wow. Well, as of
Missouri, yeah. this is all the 4th of July.
All the 4th of July.
Missouri, 4 people shot in a mass shooting. Again in Chicago, 4th of July, 5 people shot in another mass shooting. Virginia, 6 people shot in a mass shooting. That's just today.
These are all policy decisions. And we got people here who cling to these guns like they God. Don't want to make no changes. We got what happened in Buffalo. We ain't talking about Buffalo no more.
Right.
Doc, council lady, we don't even talk about Buffalo.
On to the next one.
Yeah. And the
because
next,
there's
and
so
next.
Many of them.
Because there's so many. We can't even keep up. These things must change, and they can change. They can. They start with us within our communities, and also elected officials have a role to play. Yep. These are policy decisions. And if these people are too cowardice because they are controlled by their owner donors to do, they can't do nothing for the people, then we need to get rid of them. They need to go away.
Right. As of today, 309 mass shootings have happened in America.
309. This is America. Welcome. And yep. Other industrialized nations are looking at us like we some damn fools, because we are, to continue yep. to allow this kind of mayhem to take place. And don't forget, we still in a pandemic. I know people think Rona, they done with Rona, but Rona ain't done with us. There's other iterations of Rona. People are still suffering. Got inflation. People can't afford their food. They can't afford gas. Life is happening to people. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. You know, Doc, before you got on here, I asked the council lady, was the city of Akron offering any counseling for residents who need it? As she said, people are going through trauma. Hell, we need the United States of America to provide some damn counseling, because everybody's right. going through trauma in this country. And it's called Medicare for All. Because if we had Medicare for All, then people can get the mental health services they need. No questions asked.
Right.
Y'all done set me off today. I wasn't trying to go here, but we got our own fireworks going. I mean, right. get off your asses and do something.
And it's called vote the right people in and get the other ones out.
That's it. Wrong all day long, Republicans and these weak-kneed Democrats. Citizens, sleeping giants need to wake up. We need to make some demands. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? We're going to go, because I'm just getting more and more heated as we continue this conversation.
Well, thank you for continuing to amplify Jaylen Walker's name. Because it needs to be amplified. He's not going to just be another name, another mark. We're going to make sure that we get justice for him and uplift his name in the process. Absolutely.
Amen. Dr. Akbar?
I just want people to remember that this was not a person who had a life of crime. This was a standout wrestler who graduated from Bookdale High School. This could have been any one of us. We just need to recognize that we need more humanity, more compassion, and a system that works for all of us. In order to do that, the system has to see us.
True that. And we do need more humanity. And again, we always got to explain the character of the Black person that was shot. And I'm sick of that too.
Right.
Because we don't do that for white people. We don't explain how good and wholesome they were. But this is America. This has been the plight of Black folks since the beginning. We got to humanize Jaylen for him to get some sympathy here. And whether or not, let the investigation reveal what it reveals.
Yep.
But we got courts. That's what the court system is for. If it is found that Jaylen was doing anything wrong. And guess what? Ain't nobody perfect. But by the grace of God, it could be any of us. So nobody is perfect.
Right.
Just some of our stuff don't come all the way out like that. And that's not to say, I don't know if Jaylen was doing something wrong or not. I don't.
No.
Let the investigation bear it out.
It doesn't matter.
But right. 60 bullet, right, doesn't matter. That's what the court is for.
Right.
But now we got to sit here and humanize this young man. Y'all better check yourself, America, before you wreck yourself. As somebody once said, they better be glad that Black people only want justice and not revenge. I'm going to say amen and amen and amen to that. Thank you all for joining us. I want to thank you both for being the type of public servants that you are, and your courage to speak out and to speak a certain type of truth that many people do not have the courage to do, because they got to check whether or not it's politically expedient. Mm-hmm. I love you both. And as you know, I am here for my sisters and my brothers and my family and friends in Akron. I'm sending love and peace, you all. You do the same. And those of you who can be a part of the solution, please do so. Not just for the city of Akron, for Jaylen's family, but for other families that are suffering all across this country for various reasons. We are in a traumatic time in human history right now in this moment. And just because that is the reality today does not mean that it has to be the reality tomorrow. So all of us have a great and necessary work to do.
Coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us. Interna, her voice is the truth. Her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.